Greetings and welcome to Eye to the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. This is the last installment of our series documenting the top 10 problems with biological and chemical evolution. In this series, we're going to talk about an 11th problem, a bonus problem, which is that humans display many behavioral and cognitive abilities that offer no apparent survival advantage. In recent years, evolutionary biologists have tried to explain the origin of human moral, intellectual, and religious abilities in terms of Darwinian evolution. Harvard University evolutionary psychologist Mark Hauser has promoted the increasingly common hypothesis that, quote, people are born with a moral grammar wired into their neural circuits by evolution, unquote. Humans do appear hardwired for morality, but were we programmed by unguided evolutionary processes? Natural selection cannot explain extreme acts of human kindness. Regardless of background or beliefs, upon finding strangers trapped inside a burning vehicle, people will risk their own lives to help them escape, with no evolutionary benefit to themselves. For example, evolutionary biologist Jeffrey Schloss explains that Holocaust rescuers took great risks which offered no personal benefits, stating, quote, the rescuers' family, extended family, and friends were all in jeopardy, and they were recognized to be in jeopardy by the rescuer. Moreover, even if the family escaped death, they often experienced deprivation of food, space, and social commerce, extreme emotional distress, and forfeiture of the rescuer's attention, unquote. Francis Collins gives the example of Oskar Schindler, the German businessman who risked his life to save more than 1,000 Jews from the gas chamber. As Collins points out, quote, that's the opposite of saving his genes, unquote. Schloss adds other examples of radically sacrificial behavior that, quote, reduces reproductive success and offers no evolutionary benefit, such as voluntary poverty, celibacy, and martyrdom. In spite of the claims of evolutionary psychologists, many of humanity's most impressive charitable, artistic, and intellectual abilities outstrip the basic requirements of natural selection. If life is simply about survival and reproduction, why do humans compose symphonies, investigate quantum mechanics, and build cathedrals? National Academy of Sciences member Philip Skell explained why evolutionary psychology does not adequately predict human behavior, stating, quote, Darwinian explanations for such things are often too supple. Natural selection makes humans self-centered or aggressive, except when it makes them altruistic and peaceable. Or natural selection produces virile men who eagerly spread their seed, except when it prefers men who are faithful protectors and providers. When an explanation is so supple that it can explain any behavior, it is difficult to test it experimentally, much less use it as a catalyst for scientific discovery, unquote. Contrary to Darwinism, the evidence indicates that human life isn't about mere survival and reproduction. But in addition to our moral uniqueness, humans are also distinguished by their use of complex language. As MIT professor and linguist Noam Chomsky observes, quote, human language appears to be a unique phenomenon without significant analog in the animal world. If this is so, it is quite senseless to raise the problem of explaining the evolution of human language from more primitive systems of communication that appear at lower levels of intellectual capacity. There is no reason to suppose that the gaps are bridgeable, unquote. Finally, humans are the only species that seeks to investigate the natural world through science. In fact, the next time someone tries to break down the differences between humans and apes, remind them that it's humans who write scientific papers studying apes and not the other way around. This series has cited multiple problems with biological and chemical evolution, which are backed up by dozens of papers from the technical scientific literature and by credible scientists, which, taken together, pose strong scientific challenges to modern evolutionary theory. Yet defenders of neo-Darwinism commonly assert that legitimate scientific objections to their viewpoint do not exist, and that the only criticisms which remain are based upon religion. Clearly, this is not true. In fact, the attempt to relabel criticisms of neo-Darwinian evolution as religion is typically a ploy to dismiss scientific criticisms without addressing them. Until those scientific problems are addressed, scientists will continue to grow skeptical of modern evolutionary theory. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.